Blog Talk Radio.
Walking like she got good pussy. Well, let me get into the name.
ain't nothing left. Ain't feeling irreplaceable in my best. I'ma place you in the weirdest ways in my bed. You heard what I said. First to get bread, get burned from that ledge. Learn from you play. Money man made the cheese, they gon' ride. She ride with her eyes, so party all night.
That drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right. I got that drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right. I got that drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right. I got that drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right.
But it roll come through so fine. 24 inches of black magic on my tie. Can't open my eyes cause I'm so high. Smoke so much purple, I think that I got purple eyes. Smoke an ounce of eye. Just a flash of time. I'm VIP, no time for lies. In a pretty young thing, 5'9". Big gas, slim waist, pretty brown eyes. Step to a light, mom, what's up? Tell a young rich nigga, get a dumb dud. Come look back at me and ask me why. Ask about me, I'm that guy. Come on, baby girl, stop teasing. You know I buy ball, throw money for no reason. Roll that cash through the motherfucking ceiling. And your boy ride rims the size of small children.
That drink, that drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right. I got that drink, that drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right. I got that drink, that drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right. I got that drink, that drink, that drink. I'm fly, that's right. That's right. Take a picture.
Not too much talking going on up in there, but you know what I'm saying, to get you all. Yes, you have to log in as chat as co-host. You just kicked me out the chat.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was actually checking out the show page, and it logged me in as you. I'm really, really sorry. I'm logging in as co-host now, okay?
Oh.
My bad.
Well, the last show just froze up on us, so I don't know what the fuck happened.
Oh, fuck and, off. Are you kidding?
4 minutes till, man, after I played the last song and shit. We was sitting there dead air for 4 fucking minutes.
Is that my account?
No, it was me. It was my shit.
Oh, okay.
It ain't have nothing to do with BTR. It was me. It was my shit.
Well, I don't care then.
Yeah.
I care about that then.
Yeah, I was locked the fuck up. I said,
as long as they don't shut my account down completely.
Again,
cause
yeah.
Exactly. Bullshit. It just happened to me the other day. That really pissed me.
Now, what I'm going to warn you to do is go, because I know I got to go back through all my shit, and I got so much work to do, and I've been sleeping on it. But go back and download all your fucking episodes and keep them for yourself. You feel me? Go back, download all your episodes that you have done and keep them for yourself, each and every one of them.
The ones I've done in the past 2 days? With my new
account? I'm just saying, just period. As you know what I'm saying? Because I meant to go to your page and get that little drop that Lena did, and I can't get that shit because they done took the fucking account.
Yeah, exactly. I can't get any of that anymore.
Right. So, I mean, from future reference, just
now on,
I'm going to go back and do the same for me. Yeah.
Yeah, but, man. Definitely.
Who that? TJ birthday? Damn. TJ birthday was goddamn 2 days ago? Motherfucker. Shit.
Man, happy belated birthday, TJ. Happy belated birthday, Miss Computer Lady. And happy birthday, Boo Boo Bone. I love you, Boo
Boo
Bone.
Boo News, I don't know what she's talking about, y'all. Boo News.
It's a fucking Boo Boo. It's Boo Boo Bone, okay? It's not.
Call that damn goofy. Tell him this shit. Call his ass.
Hey. His name is Goofy Bone. His name is Boo Boo Bone.
What is this guy at?
Yes, it's Boo News, but I call him Boo Boo Bone because he's cute. He's like a little boo-boo.
Righty then.
And everybody, we are talking about Goofy Bone's son. It's his birthday. We share a birthday, so.
With a fucking feline. Yeah, it's a fucking dog. It's a fucking mooch.
Listen.
Fucking poocher. Fucking pooch.
Boo Boo Bone is like human. Do you know he really enjoyed his cake that he got him? I spoke to Goofy earlier. I thought you were going to say
you spoke to the dog. I'm like, okay.
No.
We're taking this thing just a little too far, people. Right.
Oh,
right.
God.
All right. I would have had to laugh on that one. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh my God. Is that Krusty?
Yeah. I got some Krusty the Clown up in here. You know what I'm saying? Got a little Krusty. I got a little everybody now. Shit, you on my show, girl. You know, I got everything up in this motherfucker. Nice, shit. Smoke is boy full of effects. It's going down. You might hear every some of anything on here. You know what I'm saying? Some of any. Yeah. Hey, we're going to start this thing off with a little bit of comedy. How about that? You want to hear some comedy to start this thing off with?
Yeah, okay.
Fuck that. Vice Grip calling me on the backflip. All right, we got some comedy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check this out.
And my old girlfriend, she picked out my socks. Don't even matter. Look at that. What was she thinking?
On the fuck.
Man, it is good to be here, man. I gotta give it up for my grandmama, y'all, because my grandmama had me in church since I was a little boy, so give it up for my grandmama. I talked to her today, and I told her I was doing Christian comedy today. She said, make sure you be clean, baby. So to let my grandmama know and y'all, I took two showers today. Two showers. I smell good. I love going to church. I remember we used to go back in the days when your grandma make you go all the time. I mean, all the time. Sometimes we showed up before the Lord himself. We was there. I love it when you see them old people. They've been in the senior choir since the early 1800s. Sister Jenkins sang her song for the Lord. She don't even open her mouth. She just be singing. Jesus King, in the cross. Don't that make you want to die right then and there? This is like a new church. They be making up songs ain't nobody heard before. It ain't even in hymn books. Talking about Jesus is off the chain. Jesus is off the chain. It's doing his thing. I'm like, we're coming back here next Sunday. That's how I stay away from churches, man. Right now, I've been down here a couple of, you know, I just moved down here, so I've been going to churches, but I got one church I go to every Sunday. It's called Bedside Baptist. Y'all heard of that? Reverend Pillar, Deacon Sheet. So I'm a... I'm going to try to get out of that and go to a real church. You never know, man. Glad to be down in Tampa. Tampa's fun, man. Tampa, good people in Tampa, but everybody that's a Christian ain't good people. I'm just being honest, just to let y'all know. Clap if you know somebody got a dirty house. By a round of applause, clap if you know somebody got a dirty house. That's all. I met a good Christian woman at church a while back. She took me to her house. Her house was dirty. As soon as I walked in there, she had teddy bears on the couch and their nose was running. I like, yeah. She had a picture of Jesus and the 12 disciples at the Last Supper. They was covering up their bread. They're like, it don't make no sense at all. Clean up your house, that's all I'm saying. She was a thug woman. Ain't nothing wrong being thug, but don't be too thuggish. That's all I'm saying. Young lady had 6 kids. And all of them was under 4. I'm like, wow. She had a baby named Today, born that day. Walk around talking, you got any Kool-Aid? I'm like, who taught him how to say Kool-Aid? She had twins, and they didn't even have the same baby daddy. So be careful. Who you mess with, that's all I'm saying. He's balling. It's good to be here, man. It's good to be out, man. I had a hoop to give me a round of applause. I just bought a car. Give it up. We got me a new car. New car. Ladies, I got me a new car. It's an 88 Lincoln. But it's new to me, you know. I treat it like his car. That's all. I picked up a young lady last week. I was a gentleman. I opened the door for her, let her in. She's like, oh, you so nice. And then I walked over to the driver's side and knocked on the window because you got to let me in. And I get in. That's all I'm saying. And you know how you pray when you get your car? Please, Lord, let this car start, please. And it started for the first time on time. And I'm driving. She complaining. Quit complaining when you get in a ride. That's all I'm saying. She gonna tell me it's too hot. You need to turn off the heat. We in Florida. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. This car don't have no heat. So why is it so hot in here? That is the engine. And you open the glove compartment, you can see it. Quit complaining. You need to make a right here. Make a right. This car don't make right turns. It only goes to the left, to the left. That's all I'm saying, man. It's just good to be here, man. Clown, I just broke up with my not-so-smart girlfriend. Give me a round of applause for that. That was a hard thing to do. You know how we try to hold on, fellas? Like she's going to get educated overnight? It's not going to happen. She told me, I won't be the first woman to visit the sun. I'm like, you can't go to the sun. You just can't. You can't do that. You know, you'll burn up. That's what usually happens. She's going to tell me, I'm going to go in the wintertime. I'm like, yeah, I got it done. I'm like, you just make sure you wear a coat, baby. That's all you need to do. Wear a coat. Be truthful with yourself. I used to be a school teacher. Clap. Did anybody teach school? Good. I love the kids, man. I did it as soon as I got out of college, man. I teach and I coach girls basketball. That was a hard job because we lost every game. It wasn't my fault. I wasn't playing, you know what I'm saying? I think one game we won, that was against the School for the Blind. In double overtime, I won 13-14. We partied like a rock star that night, though. It was good, man. That was funny to me. It's good to be here, man. Y'all got lovely couples, man. Give yourself a round of applause for supporting this. And everybody y'all saw tonight, man. Cause y'all didn't have to be here, man. You got to keep coming out and supporting this. This is what we love supporting. Support what we do, you know what I'm saying? Because I support the church. I love church. Like I said before, I just don't like going to churches. You see them old preachers that preach too long. November of last year, I went to church Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We got out. It was the third quarter of Monday Night Football. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You hear them old preachers, they won't read the scripture. The scripture comes from 2 Timothy 2:13. If you open your Bible, say amen when you receive it. Amen, amen. I will attempt to read this in the hearing of this word with verse 1 through 89. I'm like, come on, man, we ain't got to read all that. So many verses. I like the preachers on the radio. They lie good. They're pretty good on the radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, everybody call the radio station won't know if Jesus is real. And of course he's real. Proof he's real. He going to be in town, June 13th, 14th, and 15th. So y'all come on out to Raymond J. Stadium. He's going to be there with him and the 12 disciples. I'm like, they be lying. Tell the truth. That's all I'm saying. I tell the truth. I let women know, look, man, I am single. I have no kids. I got a degree, and my tubes are tied. That's like a superhero. You know, you know, I can just take off. I can fly out of here if I wanted to. Don't block your blessings. That's all I'm saying, ladies. Do not block your blessings. You know what I mean? I can say, well, he got an 88 Lincoln, but that's all right. It rides good. It does. I was talking to Jesus the other day. That's right. I was talking to Jesus. Who talks to God? Round of applause. Talk to him. God was honest with me. He said, you know what, Meech? I ain't going to lie. I went to hell the other day just to visit the people in hell. And they was all trying to get on Jesus. Like, Jesus, take us to heaven. Come on, Jesus. We want to go with you. We want to serve you now. Jesus said, back then you didn't want me. Now you're hot. Y'all up on me. And this kid told me that. I'm like, I gotta use it. That's pretty funny, really. That's my time. My name is Meech Dog. I'm out.
Hey. Shout out my dog, Meech Dog, man. That's a funny motherfucker, man. If y'all see that motherfucker there live, oh, man, y'all was shitting y'all fucking pants. I mean, he is off the meat rack when he uncut uncensored. Oh, man, that motherfucker there is past stupid. I mean, past ignorant, man. That shit there is, oh, man. That's what he did. He did a joke. He said, ladies, you know, you got to keep your house clean. You know what I'm saying? That's when he was doing the house clean. He, He say, talking about some, he said he went to go down on a woman one time. And you know, ladies, y'all got to have your, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep that clean down there. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep the area clean. He said he went down on a woman one time, and the woman's pussy smelled like wet daycare carpet. I was like, damn. I was damn. When you, all my people that got kids out there, y'all went to the daycare before, and y'all just smelled a motherfucking daycare. God damn. If your pussy is smelling like wet daycare carpet, something is fucking wrong, man. I mean, something is wrong. Damn it, Vice called. Vice blowing the fuck out of me,
that,
man.
That's
God,
very,
damn.
Very wrong. But you know what else is wrong?
Yeah.
How he knows what the fuck wet daycare carpet smells like. Smelly.
347. 237-5125. Man, write the numbers down on the refrigerator like I do. I got like 10 BTR numbers on the refrigerator. Yeah, it ain't going to change. It's the same number each and every day, and it's not going to change, Lord willing. Right. Got to say that. Got to put that in there. You
he
know
calls
what?
You every single show.
Every damn
care.
Show.
Every single show.
For his own
calls,
show.
And he calls his own show. That's funny.
What's my number
but
and
he's
shit?
So cute.
What the
no,
fuck am I giving
no,
you your cell that. Phone numbers? I didn't buy the cell phone.
That's
what
the cute.
Man. Oh, shit. I got that vice script. That's my nigga, though, man. That's my motherfucking nigga. God damn. Shouts out to Meech Dog, you know what I'm saying, for fucking Kentucky, man. I got one more for you, too, man. This fall, y'all, see, I like me. Now, see, Tasha, you say you a thick girl. Now, see, I can deal with a thick girl, you know what I'm saying? I don't like fat women. When you just got to the point where you only want to exercise it and keep, you know what I'm saying, some muscle tone to it. You know, if you can't squeeze the dick no more, something wrong. And I don't mean with your two bellies and shit.
Nothing wrong with big women, okay?
Well, with me, yes, there is. I ain't even speaking on big women. I said with me, I am 162 pounds. I don't have time for all that. So I've seen you. You was, yeah, we can work it out, girl. I pow, pow, smack. Yeah, that's just. Bow, you know
oh
what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, smelly?
Yeah, that means you could take this hand. You know what I'm saying? When I bow, bow, bow. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Bow. Happy birthday. Get your head off the floor. Bow. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back.
You are terrible.
I'm back. All right, we got a birthday song up in the building. We got a birthday song for you, girl. We got a mother birthday song for you. Sing it, Vice.
Hey, da 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 da, yeah. Check it out. I wish you a happy, happy birthday. I wish you a happy, happy birthday. God bless the day you were born. God bless the day you were born. I wish you live to see many more years to come. Hey, da 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 da, yeah. I wish you a happy, happy birthday. I wish you a happy, happy birthday. God bless the day you were born. I wish you live to see. Many more years to come. Yeah.
How you gonna go on like?
Oh, girl, you know I can blow a little bit too.
Blessed love,
blessed love. I don't know if the bicycle come with love, not hate. You know that's what I'm saying? No bicycle, you love to all those that hate. So you don't know, say, I have to use good to conquer evil when I do that. You know that's what I'm saying? Because
okay.
Love to those
that
hate. you will overcome all evil because God will happy with you. You know what I'm saying? You don't receive them negativity. They don't know Bicycle bless. And Bicycle bless all of you. You know what I'm saying? With prosperity and happiness.
You got some more love on the line. 313 showing love on the line. You in the building. No, it's Miss Computer Lady. Call him back. This is Miss Computer
Hello?
Lady. Who this be? Who this is?
Blessed. How you doing? Hello. Welcome to.
Ain't this Michigan?
How are you?
313, ain't this Michigan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Shouts out to MI. Thank you, Miss Computer Lady, because I wouldn't have known that if she wouldn't have pointed that out. You know what I'm saying? Who this is?
This Tamika.
Oh, you ain't got no funny name. You call using your government name and all that. All right, y'all, this is Miss T. How you doing, Miss T?
I'm fine. How you?
I'm chilling like a villain. You sound like you out of school or something. You enjoying your summer?
You know it.
How did you find this show?
You sound like a 12-year-old, man. Like
man, now years. You hear how I'm talking to her. How did you find this show, young lady?
I was online and my niece called me and she said it was something about Gemini's on birthday or something like that.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Yes.
When's your birthday?
It's my birthday, too.
My birthday was yesterday.
What? How old did you turn?
I turned. Hello?
How old did you turn?
I turned 19.
Oh, yeah, you old enough to be on the show. You old enough to be on the show, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
What's your name?
Mr. Tamika. What they call you, girl? What they call you? What they call you? Sugar plums or something like that? What your people call you?
They call me Tammy.
Tammy? Okay, shout out to Tammy. There we go.
Okay, can I sing you a happy birthday song, Tammy? Because everybody's been singing me
birthday
song, but I'm
going to
sing you one, okay?
Okay, hold up, Tammy, because I don't want you to get confused. All right, you was calling into DJ Smell So Good's Worldwide Radio, all right? We are international up in her. I am in Tampa, Florida, all right, 813. I see you in the 313. So we got Jamaica on the phone from the 954 down in Fort Lauderdale, and my co-host is from Australia. She is in Australia right now. So it
is
12 in the morning, and you finna get a birthday song sung to you by an Australian girl all the way from Macedonia. Now, if you can figure all that out, then you just as international as us. But we ain't figured all that shit out yet. So, hey, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
This is your song, girl. This is your song.
Okay. So, happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday, dear Tammy. Happy birthday to you. There you go, sweetheart.
Oh, you had to drop that beat in there, P. Diddy style. You know what I'm saying? Drop that P. Diddy beat off in there and everything. You know. What you doing for your birthday today, girl? Or yesterday? What you do?
I went to the club.
Oh, shit. Another victim. Another victim, y'all. Oh, what happened? My bad. What happened? What happened? What else you do? What kind of presents you get? What kind of presents you get?
I got a necklace.
Power Ranger?
I got
G.I. Joe?
Smelly. Shush. Oh. Leave her to talk.
Oh, my bad.
Hurry
the Barbie
on, sweetheart.
Microwave oven?
Ignore him. Keep talking.
Run it, woman.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Honey, keep talking, sweetie. What did you get?
I got some Cartier for my nephew.
The hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
Some earrings.
Oh, hey, woman, I don't wear earrings. Yeah, like I know. I thought it was cologne or something.
I bet they look pretty.
I bet they did.
Shut up, Melly. Leave her, okay?
She I ain't messing with her. I'm messing with you. Shit. You talking about?
You know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Continue to speak, Tammy.
Mute these, damn it. Yeah, you ain't even on the switch.
You are terrible, Smelly.
Oh, woman, my bad. Go ahead, Miss Tammy. Tammy from Detroit. One
and
of them bombs.
My sister, my brother-in-law took me to go get something to eat at Old Country Buffet.
Your brother-in-law, you married?
My sister's married.
You know, I don't know nothing, all that brother-in-law, cousin-law, and all that in-law shit, you know what I'm saying? You in the family, you was in the family. That's all I know. Where y'all went to eat at? That sounds good.
Old Country Buffet.
That sure sound good. Tell me the menu. What y'all had? Sure sound good. What y'all had?
He's very hungry right now, Tammy.
Sure sound good.
Okay, he needs to go eat something.
What y'all had? Tell me the menu.
So what year were you born, Tammy?
Oh.
Hello?
Apparently she's an 80s baby if she said 19.
Nelly.
She said 19, woman. She's an 80s baby. Do the math.
What year were you born, Tammy?
Don't say 90s. Please don't say 90s.
Hello?
Hello? We can hear you. What year were you born?
1990.
Shut up, Smelly.
It was 91. Woman, when was you born, woman? All right, well, appreciate Young Buck for calling in there. She said she was turning 19 yesterday, woman. She said she was calling and she was turning 19. If it's 2009, you have to calculate that back. That means what? How old is she?
I know how old she is. I was trying how old she really was.
She's 19. She better not be calling up to my show live.
She did not sound 19.
Yeah, she did sound younger than a mug, though.
Yeah, she did. That's why I was trying to get her to see, you know, if she really was 19 or whether she was.
Yeah, she got caught that way. Well, oh, wait a minute. They're asking me the actual date. Cuz, what's my actual date?
Somebody dodging.
I don't know who,
but somebody's dodging.
No.
Somebody's dodging.
She held the conversation, though. Because, see, this is the warning I'm going to give all y'all BTR hosts out there. This is summertime. And I don't know how the hell these motherfucking youths be finding these shows. But, you know, motherfuckers be finding these shows, man. Matter of fact, I got to go set the damn show to adults only. Hold on, y'all. Set my shit to adults only. I don't know how the hell she even got up in here. Yeah, you got. Am I listed?
I'm fine.
Am I listed or something? I must be listed or something. How the hell a friend? How a friend gonna tell a friend about my show? Talking about some damn Gemini birthday. What kind of shit is that? My shit ain't on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like my shit is in the newspapers or something. This show is in the newspaper. In your local Tribune. Check your newspaper. If you want to see a birthday shout-out on Blog Talk Radio, Smell So Good show at 12 fucking p.m. What the hell, lover, man?
We don't play that. We don't play that.
My bad, Tasha. I'll give you more time next time to bust her ass out. I ain't know what your intention is.
That's okay. I was actually going to ask it, and then God actually put it in the chat. So I thought, you know what? I shouldn't actually ask. That's how you catch out someone with a true age.
That's the other thing. When you go into the liquor store and motherfucker be trying to use fake ID, motherfucker, you got to know the birth date on the damn fake ID. You can't just go up in there and show on a damn ID. And he like, well, what's your birthday? You dumbass, you done fucked this shit up, man. You done fucked this shit up. I don't have friends like that. Try to bring their dumbass into the club. These bitches don't even stick to the script. They at the damn front gate telling they real information with a fake ID in their hand. What kind of shit is that? Now you got to sit outside till we come outside the club. Sit your ass over there with the damn security.
Tasha.
Oh.
She never picked you at Tasha.
I'm sorry?
She never expected that you were going to ask her that. She never picked you.
Well, no, she ain't know that.
That's telling her unexpectedly.
Yes.
Hit it off guard.
That was a good idea, God. Good idea.
Yeah, we'll remember that next time. You know what I'm saying? GDR. Keep saying that God that, talk that up in here, woman. It's GDR.
He's God to me, okay?
GDR.
He's God to me.
Okay, listen.
God.
You keep talking that God talk. Now you're going to have an interesting birthday party. Say God one more time.
Disappear.
Exactly. Exactly. Now say God one more time. You see what I just did? Say God one more time. It's GDR, homie. Sorry. You get no God talk up in here. You get GDR. It's a God Dynasty Radio. If that's the case, call them gods with an S on it. His name is not God. I don't do that type of talk up here. Sorry. No God talk. It's only GDR talk.
19.
You can unmute yourself. Unmute yourself, damn it. I can't unmute your shit. Damn fucking Firefox internet fucking up and shit. All these fucking internets is fucking up, man. Browsers is going to shit, man. These browsers.
We never bond this morning.
Unmute yourself, girl. You got control of the switch. Damn, unmute yourself. I ain't even got the switch pulled up right now. The damn shit done crashed on me. I got to restart my damn computer. Ain't this a bitch? Unmute her, Mike. Vice.
God.
All right, you wait till I damn reset my shit. You're going to be on the popping up in this
month. God.
Now, damn, as long as you hear what I said. As long as you hear what I said.
Oh,
y'all
don't
hear
God.
A part of my show, y'all going to be like, what
God.
Happened? What the fuck happened? You're having a good time for your birthday, girl. You're having a good time. After you hear this Windows Explorer kick back on and off, we're going to see who's going to have a fun day. Goddamn, we're going to see who has fun day. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give her a nice birthday present. Introduce you to my homie, Dial and Tone. Two homeboys that want to holler at you. You just hold on.
I'm control of the switch now. I should just mute your ass, Nelly.
Hold on.
I should keep talking to God.
Just hold on.
Well,
then
God.
I just hang the show up. What you going to do then? Then ain't nobody going to be talking.
Man, it's all good. It's your show.
Nobody going to be talking, damn it. Ain't no God talk up in here. Keep that politics and religion up out my damn room. That's what you do. Keep all that God talk to the left, unless you praying to him.
All right.
I need that mental noble.
I'll stop with the God, okay?
His name is GDR. You ain't even saying the man's whole damn name and shit. You just blaspheming. It's God's Radio. Dynasty Radio. God's Dynasty Radio. GDR. There's no God in there.
The man's so good.
Yeah.
Handful of people have been saying that my song is a politics song.
Yeah, it is a politics song. You're using a politician's name. That makes it a political song. And I don't give a damn if you, whatever you time you use a politician's name, that makes it a politically motivated song. Sorry, brother. Don't use Obama's name in it, and then it won't be. Martin Luther King was not a politician. You know what I'm saying? He was really just an inspirational speaker. You know what I'm saying? That motivated us all. And so was Marcus Garvey.
But the point that I want to make to you, my song is about the people that were suffering. You know what I'm saying? The people who are suffering the most from this disaster.
Yeah, but I mean, they're gonna still put it.
Okay, it's fine if they want to say it's a problem.
Yeah. That's I'm just giving you the reason why. Because you're saying Obama
in
it.
I understand your point. But it's not taking a side. Which side is better, Democrat or Republican? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that you ain't doing. You know what I'm saying? Now they can't say that. Like you know what I'm saying? Rooting for the Democrats or you rooting for the Republicans? I mean, Obama's there, so it's not like that's you know what I'm saying? It's not like you trying to solicit for him and shit. He already in office. You just saying Obama gonna make it better.
Right, and then again, they have to understand that Obama cannot make it better without God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's impossible for him to make it better without God, because all we need is God right now. Because no, we have more than economical crisis.
Uh-oh, I know you done heard that sound. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then welcome me back, goddammit. I'm welcome back like Carter. Welcome back, Carter.
To God, all things are possible, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you think?
Oh, man, you ain't asking me that question, man. I know that through all things and only through the Lord, you know, and all things are possible. If you sitting up there believing that you did it on your own, all right, more power to you.
A lot of people sitting there around saying that Obama's going to have a miracle, and saying that he's got some say that he taking slow. I mean, he's doing too much, you know, not doing enough, and blah, blah.
Man, I ain't starting that shit. The same punk motherfuckers didn't say that shit about Bush before he got in there. His first 100 days, his first year, and 8 years fucking later. So if you saying that, stick a finger in your motherfucking eye. Let that man do his work. A year later, then say something about him. You know what I'm saying? 2 years down the road, say something. 4 years down the road, which is what's going to take to reverse an 8-year fuck up, then you got the right to even say anything about Obama. Until then, I don't want to hear a motherfucking thing. Not a what? A motherfucking thing. Let that man do his goddamn due, man. Shit.
Not gonna happen overnight. Think about when they plant a tree when it's young.
Man, people don't change themselves overnight. All right, how you gonna make another person perfect when you ain't even trying to perfect your motherfucking self? Take a step back and perfect you. You know what I'm saying? If you make you a better person, then Obama ain't gonna have no motherfucking problems. If everybody worked on making themselves a better person, we wouldn't need no motherfucking president to be running shit and telling us to go left, right, left, forward, back. Here's your shit. Here's this. We wouldn't need that.
To the left, to the right.
Man, them same old punk-ass motherfuckers that saying that same dumb shit, the same ones that keeping up the propaganda and bullshit and leading us down an old false, fluky-ass road.
And everything boiled under the crabs in the barrel.
Shit, man. We get back on my regular stage.
We fight against each other more than we help each other. But, you know, you see, Vice Scripture here to open up the people them eyes, you know, to let them know, look, my brothers and sisters, both black and white, pink, blue, gay, straight, each and every one, saying, we are pulling our own self when we're trying to pull on our brothers and sisters, you understand what I'm saying? And right now, we need unity. We need unity. We need peace. The world need love. The world need peace. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, the world got all that. The world got that. The only problem we got right now is the motherfucking media still keeping up propaganda from here and keep propaganda up from there. That's what the fuck we need to get rid of. The media. Don't watch the goddamn TVs. You know what I'm saying? They finna discontinue FM and AM radio, so you ain't finna hear all that old fuck shit coming off of these damn bullshit-ass radio stations. So throw your fucking TVs out. You know what I'm saying? Don't convert over with the damn digital converter and shit. Throw that shit out in the fucking window and see how better your life is. I live a beautiful fucking life because I am uninformed on the bullshit that goes on in their so-called world. I make my own motherfucking news right here on Blog Talk Radio and bring it to you worldwide. Y'all want to know what's going on in Alaska? I'll tell you in a minute. I'm going to give you an update. See, that's real news to me when you know what the fuck is really going on in other countries. Not that we got these old goddamn so-called insurgents, whatever the fuck they keep telling you. You know what I'm saying? It's terrorizing over here. You know what I'm saying? And terrorizing over there. Because if that's the case, then we got insurgents right here on our own fucking home front. Timothy McVeigh, them stupid motherfuckers that did the damn Columbine, those are insurgents. Those are fucking terrorists. That's the same fucking shit. What's the difference? The motherfuckers over there ain't got no mask on. So these old punk motherfuckers over here blowing up shit ain't got no mask on. What is the difference? Terrorism is terrorism. It ain't got no color on it. It is just a motherfucking mentality. You know what I'm saying? If you have the mentality to create havoc, you are creating terror. Therefore, that makes you a fucking terrorist. Police in my neighborhood are terrorists. They create havoc. They don't motherfucking protect and serve like the goddamn shit say on they damn side of their fucking car. They create havoc. They create havoc in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? They create terror in the neighborhood. They are terrorists.
Terrorists, why don't you stop disturbing the neighborhood? You are no good. Terrorists, why don't you stop disturbing the neighborhood?
Yeah, what he just sung. What he just sung right there. But we ain't here for that, man. We're here to party Gemini style. We had to show y'all two different faces, though. You know what I'm saying? Gemini style right there, you know. Two sides, baby. Y'all just seen the politicking side right there. He was politicking. You know what I'm saying? politicking. We ain't finna get off into that. Yeah, y'all want to get me crunk on no fucking politics, politics and shit. I don't believe in none of that shit. None of that fucking shit. Sorry.
We don't want to get into that.
I am my own president. I am me. I run my own goddamn country, which is smelly America. Shit. Fuck that.
We want to bring peace to the world. Yeah, we don't need politics to bring peace to the world. We as the people have got to make that changes, you know. We got to come together and make that changes. But, you know, we are so divided, you know, because of religion, because of racism and crime and terrorists. You don't know terrorists. Why don't you stop disturbing the neighborhood? You are no good. Let's go back to the party, man.
See, my homeboy finna come through real quick. I got an artist gonna come through and sing for you. We're gonna see if he gonna sing for you. I'm finna try to get my dog, you know what I'm saying, MB, a.k.a. The Truth. You know what I'm saying? Come through and sing something for you, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah,
he's
y'all
gonna sing for me.
Yeah, he an artist. He just logged on, so I got to hit him up with the show details real quick and get him to come through and sing for you. Now, I know under my belt, personally, I done got four people so far, and them to call in and tell her happy birthday, so.
Where's Mr. Goofy, man?
Matter of fact, where the fuck is Goofy at? I thought I chirped his ass earlier. I thought I did. Shouts out to Boost Mobile for the motherfucking chirp ability to chirp all the way from Florida to California. That's the damn shit I'm talking about. Goof, where the fuck you at? That's how we talk, y'all. I don't know how the hell y'all be sugarcoating on the phone and shit. That's how we talk. Cursing nigga ass out. Get your punk ass on the phone, motherfucker. That's how you supposed to do it. All right, here we go. I'm finna get into something else. And us Pisces. What the hell Pisces got to do with Gemini? This is motherfucking for the Gemini. When the hell Pisces? When their birthdays is? When the Pisces birthday is?
Pisces is March.
March what?
End of February, early March.
Early March. We in motherfucking June. What the hell we worrying about some goddamn Pisces for? Hell nah. Right, Nanette. This ain't your birthday.
We welcome all.
You ain't saying no Aquarius up in here.
What's
I ain't repping my
building?
Shit. I'm representing Gemini's. This is a Gemini 12-hour birthday bash. And we'll holler at you on March 4th, Nanette, for your birthday party. Shit. Today is Gemini's day. All Geminis, it is your day. And this is y'all, make sure y'all look fresh for your birthday. You know what I'm saying?
You want wet, then get lustrious.
Man, I see this cat all the time. Man, his hair be fly. So I had to grab him. I said, look here, homie. How you get your hair all greasy and fly and shit like that? He told me about lustrious. I said, well, look here, man, can I borrow some? You see how mine had turned all red and fell out in the back? He gonna look me dead in my eye. It was like, look here, brother, you got to get your own.
Illustrious gives you the juice.
Let your soul glow. Oh, yeah. You got to love that shit. Yeah. Shouts out to all y'all, man. Happy birthday, because we taking over all the Geminis. Yeah, we're representing for y'all, man. This is for you.
It's your boy,
Tim.
CJ.
It's your girl, Yada.
I'm going to show y'all how to add our track. Florida, it's a new time. It's a new day.
Hey, if the music's too loud, turn your speakers down. All I can tell you.
So independent, you can keep your contract. Body call me killer, I got killer.
y'all know it's in the blend. Won't stop till the pop like a rubber band. Why these other lip flop like a fish on end? Yeah, so I'ma bring it on back. But I'm in the hood, got how you love that. Sitting on the mailbox, waiting on the check. So I can smoke on the project steps. Yeah, my year, I'm sick of these stupid garbage. Trying to put a lid on these, treat them like a toilet. Don't need to skate a mother. You ain't know me, don't lie. It's coming through, we taking over by to let the chicks pass. They don't let me in, now I gotta show
beast.
When I hear the beast blaze, cause I sit right the blade, cause it's self-made. Started it for like a jump right, I'm by wood. Now who'd have thought the country had something this good? Now if I say that, then I mean it, that's what I'm about. And when my pen hit the pad, I'm showing now, listen. Cause real keep it gutter though. It's legal walker, best believe we taking over.
What are we here?
So if your shit ain't working, you know what I'm saying, let me know. I'll run the switch. And then, matter of fact, I'll schedule the show, too. So if you can't get on, let me know, and I'll schedule the show to the folk. Mm-hmm. Talking to Goofabone, y'all, live, right here, live. Y'all hold on. Trying to get it.
You know, this broad that I... did my thing with, you know, her excuse is why she wanted to do, because she's always seen me and she's always wanted to see how I was. But she does give me the two thumbs up. Can you believe that shit?
Did she pay you? I'd like to get paid. You know, I did a good job.
Yeah, it was all day. I've seen her from the club a couple times, and then I finally fucking talked to her, and it was just like, you know, hitting quick.
I mean, they should give you the money for the Peter, man. They should give you the money for the Peter. Oh, we on the radio, ain't we? My bad, we
man,
on the radio.
Don't be asking me personal questions.
Yeah, you got paid, stinking motherfucker, you son of a bitch. This is some bitch. Nigga got paid for giving up to Peter. Ain't that a bitch? Hey, ladies, I'm in charge of a Peter from now on, so, shit. Fuck that. Got to get in where I fit in. Shit. All ladies thinking that cooters got to be paid for. Shit, I mean, the D is not for free no more. As of now, Goofabone getting paid. Goddamn it, I'm charging for mine. Fuck it. Introduce y'all to my co-host.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was Alotta of, Never mind.
No.
Why I have to get that introduction every time?
Damn it, that fits you every time. Every time. I was talking to Goofy Bone, and no, he wasn't talking about M-Funk Media. No. M-Funk Media is the flyer, signs, and graphics girl for Straight Los Records. She does all the, you know, cute flyers and all that shit. That's her role as far as Straight Los Records. Fuck MB. I don't know what the hell happened to him. So tried to get him to bring his ass through. But yeah, Goofy Bone says he's on his way. He's dropping off a frow line, and he'll be back on the shizzo. And we're going to do his show 2 to 4 after this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run the switch because his internet's still fucked up at the house. And he'll host on the phone. And then 4 to 6, we're going to bring it back with Vice Grip Show from 4 to 6.
Hold on. No. And then, it has to be 4 to... Wait a minute. It has to be 4 to 5 because my show starts at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, 4 to 5 then. Yeah, so it's just an hour long to fill in that gap. Okay.
Sorry, we're going to have to cut Vice short because...
Well, no. Then, okay, yeah, so we'll run...
An email too. They've sent me another song to upload.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that'll work. Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work. Matter of fact, yeah. We can do. We'll do Goofy Show 2 to 4, and then run Vice's show from 4 to 5. Yeah, we'll do an hour on his. And
I
then,
might
you know
even nap for an hour during that show because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to last. I have been up. Seriously, I went to bed.
Well, you ain't gonna
o'clock.
Last. Shit.
I went to bed at 7 o'clock this morning, hey. And then I ended up waking up at like 9:30. I only had like 2.5 hours sleep, and I napped for 20 minutes, not even, before the show started tonight. And I'm really, really tired. And I can't be tired for my boys because Gitana like is so important to me. Anyway.
Alrighty then. You know what?
Oh.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Oh. Yeah. It's going down live right here. This is WDGR Wrecking the Game Radio. You're his host. Yes, DJ Smells So Good with the lovely Miss Tasha. Triple X. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby, yeah. It's going down live right here, man. All the way from Florida, Australia. Everywhere in between, man, we do what it does, baby. We do what it does. What you in the mood for, baby? What you in the mood for? We finna crank out some jams.
Oh, you know what? No, I wanna hear.
2 to 4.
No, I don't know what I wanna hear. Just play me something. Play me something to get me in the mood.
I smell smoke. We finna smoke now. We talking about my motherfucking smoke song. Yeah, still smoking, bud. Still smoking. Oh, yeah, I ain't ready for that. All right, fuck it then. Let's take it back. We're going to take it back. Can I take it back for you? Let's take it back.
Yeah, do that.
Let's take it fucking back.
Yo,
yeah.
Hey, check this out.
Oh, shit. I'm bullshit. No, I got to turn the volume
you look
up.
So bad.
I got to turn the volume up. That's all. Turn the volume up. I know y'all want to jam to that. Y'all let me turn them up, volume up, turn them up, volume up. Yes, I got my bleep on. My bleep is now working for the show. All you mother won't hear my mother mouth, you know what I'm saying, cursing all over the airways. Yeah, I got my mother bleep button on, you know what I'm saying, mother out there. Yeah, holding down real big, doing like that, mother, yeah. Oh. It ain't work. Oh, did I hear Ish? Did I hear Ish? Okay. Thought I heard something. All right. Fuck it. Shit. Huh? Yep. Yeah. You're insane. Oh. Nah, your shit ain't fucked up. I know y'all was like, what the hell? Is my shit fucked up? Hitting your speakers and all that? No. You ain't got to hit your speakers.
Yo. Hey.
Party time,
hey.
Goddammit. Don't forget, we got the Goofy Bone Radio Hours going down right after this, man. It's part 4. It's going down over 12-part series, man. We partying all damn night long. It's 12 in the morning. And it's going down, man. Yeah, Gemini. Happy birthday, goddamn it. Yeah, just letting y'all know that. That's so good. It's in the building, huh? Here we go. Goddamn long ass intro. Shit. Well, I got to call, I got to give some shout-outs real quick to Miss Lena J, all the way from Australia up in here partying with us. You know what I'm saying? going now real big. TJ, where TJ from? Anybody know where TJ from? Well, I know Miss Nana Ness representing Texas off in here. Miss Computer Lady is representing Ohio. And we got Miss Lena J, you know what I'm saying, representing Australia, West Side, going down real big. Of course, your boy Florida, you know what I'm saying, Florida boy up in here, you know what I'm saying, up in her. Yeah. Y'all know how it does. Y'all know how it does, man. TJ, where you from, homie? Well, shout out to TJ, wherever he from, man. Going down real big. Appreciate y'all coming to hang out. This is part three, you know what I'm saying, of the birthday marathon. Tuesday bash going down for all Geminis. If you a Gemini, this is your day. If we miss your day, today is your day. If your day was last week, today is your day. If your day is in a couple of weeks, fuck it. Today is your day because we might not be here in a couple of weeks. Lord willing, we will. Huh? So how's my sexy birthday co-host?
I'm doing fine. I am doing really, really good. I'm just emailing Jatan back with last-minute details and telling him that I got the song. And yeah, it's all good. I'm doing fine, though. I'm having a good time.
That's the most important part. That is the most important part. It's nothing but fun. I wasn't going to interrupt the music, but, you know, Ms. Nina G came off of here, so she's a music stopper, you know what I'm saying? Got to stop the music for her. And represent one time for Australia, you know what I'm saying? Big up the West Side, Australia.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Shouts out, Vice Grip, man. How you doing, my brother? You enjoying the birthday bash, man?
Of course, blessed love it. Don't know if the Vice Grip enjoy the show, man. I don't know if I love or do it. And our peace and unity. Vice Grip Unity Show live coming up next with the birthday party live worldwide, international. I don't know. Yes, blessed love to each and every one that on the show.
Yeah, well, we got a little different schedule going on. Goofy Bone got a show 2 to 4. You got a show 4 to 5. And we're going to split because I need to split the hours up. I need hours right now. I need to stretch this thing out for 12 hours. So you're going to be 4 to 5, and then from 5 to 7, it's going to be hers, and then we're coming back from 7 to 8
for
your show again.
What are you doing with the extra hours, 1 hour?
Yeah, I'm splitting them up. Because, see, Goofy, we're doing Goofy 2 to 4, because Goofy, like you, he don't have no computer right now. So in order for me to run the switch, you know what I'm saying, and get everybody off in here, I'm going to do his show next so we can switch up the format. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to switch formats up because your show I'm doing all reggae on. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm loading up a bunch of reggae, Bears Hammond and all that good shit. So when we take it to your show, we're going to do your show from 4 to 5 for an hour. I'm going to break it up because she got a show with Jutarn. At 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, we got Jutarn, you know, big famous boy toy group or whatever the hell. And then, yeah, you hear what I said. After that, have boy toys, whatever the hell they is. Shouts out to them, famous mother flippers. And then 7 to 8, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna come back with your show. And then from 8 to 10, we're gonna come back with F Bomb Radio. And then from 10 to 12, it's gonna be Saturday J. And then 12 to 2, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be Goofy Bone on 186.2. I got the whole fucking schedule down, baby. I got the whole fucking day planned. Yeah!
That's right. We need to try to bring some artists on the shows then, man, because, you know, we need to do networking with other artists, you know, that's what I'm saying. To get
I hit some of them up. I brought LP on the line today. That was one of the artists. I'm going to play his song. He was on the line. He called up and wished a happy birthday. I had my homeboy MB, a.k.a. The Truth, but then he didn't. I don't know what happened to him. I had him come through to come through and say happy birthday. But, you know, it's all good, all gravy, man. We've been getting our peoples calling in, though. That's been the main thing, you know what I'm saying? Shots out the net of net, calling in and representing. Miss Computer Lady called in representing. We need Miss Mo Blue to call in and sing us a motherfucking birthday song, Mo Blue style. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Shouts out to Black Pussy Cat. Miss Mike off up in her. Yeah, girl. Let me pet that cat, girl. Ow. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot where I was at. And shouts out to motherfucking TJ. Yeah, it's going down real quick, man. We're doing a real big up here. We got Miss Lena G all the way from West Side, Australia. You know what I'm saying? Nettie Net, TJ, Mo Blue, Miss Computer Lady, Miss Michael, Miss Natasha Triple X, the birthday girl. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. Unity Love. Vice Grip. We off in the building, man. This is a Gemini birthday bash marathon. It is not anybody's birthday. It is everybody's birthday. But we was just doing this thing special style for my girl, Miss Natasha Triple X. And Boo News. And we got a rep for Boo News, you know what I'm saying? I guess that'll be a Boo News bash.
It's fine.
Yeah, whatever. Bone, whatever the fuck his name is. Boo News, goddammit.
Boo News, Boo Blind.
Yeah. What she said.
Like that Santa Claus?
We got another Gemini in the house.
We had a bunch of them, actually.
Hey.
It was like four of them, wasn't it? I think TJ a Gemini. I thought he just said his birthday just passed. And you got Miss Computer Lady, birthday just passed. Let me see who else. Damn, Miss Lena, it's Lena G's birthday when? Well, you should know, Tasha, when Lena's birthday.
Great era crisis. You get a new tune tomorrow.
Ain't my motherfucking talking to myself.
It's all good.
Man, what the hell am I asking? Co-host, am I talking to you or not? All right, well, check this out, man. Since you don't want to talk, you sit your ass on mute, man. How about that?
Somebody's so good.
Hold on, Vice. Fucking mute her ass. Ignore me. That's what you get for ignoring me, goddammit. Mute it. Lena, put your birthday in, girl, since I'm goddammit talking to you then. Shit, the hell going on? Trying to get some birthday shots out up in here, mother, ignoring me and kind of.
Or ignoring you.
Goddamn Tasha. I'm asking her what when damn Lena's birthday is, and she's sitting there lost in the clouds, lost in a Lambrusco cloud.
Probably something happened, man.
No, she probably drunk off of fucking ass because it's 1 a.m. in the morning, and she's been drinking for like, shit, 2 hours straight on some fucking Lambrusco. That's the problem. She's drunk. For a birthday. She's fucking partied out. She probably passed out on the keyboard and shit. Oh, man. It's all good, though. Gotta love her, man. Gotta love
her. Hear the new-
Who that what?
You want to hear the new song we're Vice Group working on right now? Two lines.
Oh, what?
The new song that Vice Group working on.
Oh, okay. Shouts out to Miss Michael celebrating her birthday a couple of weeks ago. Let's see. Who else was it? Mo Bluth and then bringing her birthday. Shouts out to all you two-faced Mo flippers that got two sides to every story. No, I can't hear you, damn it. Ignoring me. What kind of shit is that? Hell no. Nah. Get your ass back on mute.
Why did you mute me?
Damn it. Answer my question. When is Lena's birthday? That's what I was asking you. Oh, there she goes. Yeah, you're answering too slow. Answering too slow. She gets muted.
What? Oh, sorry. Are you talking to me? I'm concentrating on this damn email. I'm so sorry.
Damn that email. We partying up in here right now.
No. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But fuck.
You interrupting
the
party.
They're important to me, goddammit. They are important to me. So what was the question?
Well, what am I motherfucking mute button at? You mean we ain't important? Hold up.
No, I'm not saying that you aren't important either.
Hold up.
Of course you are.
My motherfucking mute.
Of course you are. Sorry, don't even go there. No, I need...
Who goddamn man?
Smelly.
Motherfucking man, I muted my motherfucking self. What kind of shit is that? I was over there. I muted my motherfucking self.
Retarded, aren't you?
Oh, shit.
Lena's birthday is at the beginning of March.
Oh,
if
okay.
I'm correct, if I'm
well,
correct.
Well, she ain't no damn Gemini.
She's not a damn Gemini. She's a Pisces.
Oh, well, she wrapped up in here like she was a Gemini. Hold up. All y'all others, you know what I'm saying? This is a Gemini party up in here. Now, I don't need y'all sending shots out to y'all selves and all that, all right? Ain't none of that. Geminis, you ain't repping for the Geminis. I ain't trying to hear all that. The party's up in here, Miss Mike. I don't know what you talking about. We've been partying since 10 this morning. We've been getting it in. All right, I'm out of the chat room, damn it. I'm out of the chat room. I'm back on the switch. Back on the switch, boy. It's going down. Hey, I'm going to need you to run this switch because I ain't ran to the store yet, so. All right.
Yeah. Well, it keeps messing up on me, so I'm trying to do my best.
Oh,
what
shit.
What am I doing? Am I playing a song for you?
No.
What do you want me to do?
I was just giving you a heads up, but I ain't going nowhere yet, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
What I'm finna do, though, is the advice giving me 2 bars of your new song. God damn, the switchboard just exploded and shit. And then I'm going to get into another song, but I guess I won't just yet. Got too many people calling in. Wait a minute. Put you some of my bitches back on mute, because we got some rules up in here. 618-972, if you calling up in there, you need to be singing some happy birthdays up in there. We need to be getting some happy birthdays sung up in some here. All right. Y'all got the rule. You is now unmuted. Welcome to the Wrecking the Game show. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Miss Lena G is in the building.
Hey, Billy.
Oh, boy,
hey,
everyone.
You guys, Smelly, do you pay attention to the actual thing?
No, I actually don't, no.
Oh, okay, no wonder, because I was writing you, you kept saying, when's Lenny's birthday? And I'm like, March, I'm a Pisces, March.
Oh, well, you know, hey, I'll be in and out of the chat room. That's what my co-host
is. You're not a multitasker, is that right?
That's what women do.
Yes!
You ain't never heard a man talking about he multitasking. No, one task, goddammit. We get one task done, and then we move on to the next.
I don't know, Smelly. You're not doing a very good job then if you can't multitask.
Hey, I'm doing an excellent job. I'm running 10 shows.
Are you running 10 shows, are you?
I think I'm the best fucking multitasker of BTR. I'm running 10 fucking shows. I think I'm the shit right now. So stick in for part 4. 5, 6, 7, and 8, and then tell me that at the end of part 8 and 9, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then give me that same answer. I'm hosting, co-hosting on every single show after this. I got to
you
be
and
up.
Tasha's eyes are going to be falling out of your bloody eyeballs.
Well, no, it's daytime here for me. You know, I'm straight.
Yeah, but
straight.
Like hours and hours and hours later, you guys are going to be so crazy.
Yeah, it did. It caught up with me yesterday, boy. I crashed and burned. I thought I was going to be good. She called me at 9 a.m. Because we did the pre-jump off yesterday, but, man, shit, about 9 o'clock, it wasn't kosher. It was not kosher.
Are you enjoying yourself, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking to the birthday girl. You're talking to the birthday girl. My bad.
I know.
Birthday
where is
girl?
She? Like, she's so quiet.
I'm here.
And the
what
mute
are you doing?
Is that why? See, all that quietness at the mute. What my mute button? Hold up. My mute button. At? My mother.
It keeps
button
muting
at
me, Lena. That's why I keep shutting
up. Woman, I ain't muted you one time. That's telling you how quiet you damn been. See, it busting me out.
Birthday girl's multitasking, trying to do everything at once, I think.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Trying to get that Juton show. We got Juton, you know what I'm saying, the famous
Correct. No,
Juton.
Lena, they've just emailed me with another song, and I have to download it and upload it and I have to email
it
them back
and
rip
it,
all the,
and zip it
all
in
the
and
last minute
it
details, and I'm trying to enjoy the show at the same time and trying to enjoy the chat because I can multitask, but I'm not ignoring anyone.
Sure.
Well, I want to give a big shout out to everyone. TJ Netty, the best Mo, Miss Computer Lady, and Miss Mika. G'day, everyone. I hope you're having a good day.
Oh, we got some singers. I hope you called to come in here and sing happy birthday.
What
it
do, fam?
You want me to do it again?
Oh,
who's that?
What it do, fam? It's your girl, Mo Blue. I've just been waiting for y'all to shut it down for a minute because y'all were just talking.
Well, see, you must be a Gemini. You must be a Gemini.
Nah,
y'all want to. y'all want to run, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to be one person, then you come on the phone. See, you can't be off of the chat room and on the phone. I know y'all two people can do it like that.
Hey, we I don't have a chat room. Right now, you don't know, sir, this is Blessed Love, Vice Original from all that so further. I don't know, the Father give me the gift and the power to reveal the false leaders, them that mislead the people of the world and mislead the world. You don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God give us the gift and the power to run this world. The leader, though.
What?
The leader. The leader of the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that smells so good. The leader of the motherfucking world. Yes, that is me. Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Hey, well, let me get some more peoples off in here since
well, hold up for you, because I need.
I need some singers. No, we finna do a joint
for a minute.
We
finna
do a joint singer.
Yeah, shush, Melly. Yeah, because if I could just get him to be quiet for a minute, you go, you know, dang, Smith. Just for a minute, dog. Just for a minute. Can I get you to be quiet for a minute?
Is he gonna sing?
Can I get you to be quiet for a minute?
Is he gonna sing?
Can I get you to be quiet?
Hold on, I got the switch. Going on, what's going on up in here?
He muting and stuff. Okay, this Tasha Day and you acting ugly. Why you acting ugly? Huh?
Look, I always wondered that. How do you act ugly? Is that, I mean, ugly people, can they
ugly
act cute?
Ugly, that mean your mouth being ugly.
Can they act cute? Really, though. Can ugly people act cute? Because I wish some of them would sometimes. Like, damn, you just, wow.
Well, okay, anyway, Miss Tasha, sweetie.
Sweetheart.
Happy birthday to you, most definitely. I had to make sure that I call in and say happy birthday. And with the happy birthday is happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday, dear Tasha. Happy birthday. To you. He just trying to take the attention from the birthday girl.
Damn, Matt. When my birthday coming
ugly
around, it's going to be a 14-hour marathon. At least I'm giving a 12. Shit.
Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, I'm happy for you because I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit that. Y'all have to catch me in the morning. You know how that is.
Boy, hey. if she ain't even here, we going to keep it real. We repping for the Gemini all day long till 2 in the morning. So y'all either be here or y'all be square, goddammit. But we going to be here. Ripping for y'all. All right. TJ, you in the building, man. Another Gemini. We got the whole phone list full of Geminis right now. What's up?
Me up with Pisces.
Well, then you get hung up on.
Okay, bye.
Oh, wait a minute. That was Lena. That was Lena, my bad, girl. I almost hung up on you, girl. Don't be rapping no Pisces up on this Gemini line. Don't be rapping no Pisces
Excuse
up in here.
Me?
It's
Pisces
all about the Gemini.
Cool.
It is all about the Gemini up in here today,
though. I'm not any Pisces in the house.
Well, I'm an Aquarius. And have you heard Aquarius? I ain't say nothing about no Aquarius. Is you yelling on my phone? Hold up. Where my mute button at? Where my mute button at? Somebody yelling? Is somebody yelling?
Somebody sound good.
Oh.
You're unmuted, TJ.
Ain't nobody been muted. TJ been on here. He just ain't saying nothing.
How the fuck can he talk with you?
How the fuck can he talk if he don't open his mouth?
Well, no one can talk with you talking so much, Melly.
And y'all still talking. He ain't said nothing.
Hi, TJ. How are you? You know what?
What up, though?
Hi, TJ.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi, hey, man, I don't get up.
You can't hear him, man. You got to speak up, TJ. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, you sound like a jet, man. You old enough to be on this show? I'm sorry, we got an age limit to be on this show, homie. I mean, you're really supposed to be 25 and up. So if I find out you ain't 25, you're going to be done like a guest. How old are you? You got, matter of fact, you got like 0.5 seconds to answer, too.
That's a kid. You know that's a kid. You can tell by just hearing
him the
first
brother.
Minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother.
TJ's a kid.
TJ, happy birthday to you, homie. But this is not the show for you. Sorry. I'm going to holler at you. Pow. Get your ass up out of here. Sorry. We don't kick our game like that. Sorry. No kids allowed on my show.
Yeah, don't need
happy
no cameras
happy birthday.
Up in here.
No, this is summertime. I know you little bad fuckers. No,
he didn't leave.
School.
He got booted. Nettie said he left.
Booted.
No, he didn't. He got booted.
Hell nah. He got his ass booted. Get the hell up on out of here. He done heard too much anyway. His mama probably clicked in and would go off on me like I invited him to the show.
Yeah, she been up picked up the phone and this game on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, who the fuck is this? Why are you talking to my son like that? Oh, no. Your son need to go back to school because he done called into the wrong show for education. Shit. No, I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, but that's why I have to warn y'all. This is summertime. And you will have a bunch of kids that actually going to sign up. They ain't going to be guests. They're going to go and sign up some little fake crazy name, and they're going to come in here and sit. In the show, you see how much talking he didn't do in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to, you know, cue you in right there. Then he actually called in and was didn't want to say nothing. Put a towel over the phone and shit, trying to sound make his voice sound deep. That guy did that shit when I was young. Hell no, that shit. I know them tricks. Yeah, I did it. I've been there and done that. I was a youth, and one time or another.
A youth.
A youth. Why
okay,
you
F? Okay, I was just making sure
a
I heard.
Youth.
Yeah, youth. Okay.
Why you F? Youth. I don't
okay.
know what y'all call it. I don't know what y'all call it. Youth. In my euphesis.
Hey, can I sing
my
a
euphesis.
Can I sing a song for the ladies, though, man? I don't get a chance to sing, man.
Man, you was just singing. I ain't even stop. If you put a break in it, that's it. You got to sing continuously. And ain't no stopping in there. You got to keep singing. No. Breaks and DJ breaks and all that, spinning the record back and all that. Straight on. All right, here we go. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
There's floating like a butterfly. There's such a man to recognize the man in me. But there is something in her eyes like a spell between the eight matter. Oh, Lord, to give me one smell. This smell, three smell, to get me going well. Oh, baby, don't tell me. Tease me, baby, until I lose control. I said, it is maybe that sexy body on the radio until I lose control. Cause it's in my body and my soul. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's floating like a butterfly, such a man to recognize. Check this out. Say, even as the moon away, to live a life to bed, it must get so let not. Oh, no. Tease me, baby. Until I lose control. As if it is maybe that sexy body and until I lose control, cause it's in my body and my soul. Girl. Yeah. Don't know.
All right, then. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, That's what I'm talking about. But since we got a celebrity on the phone, I got to play something for y'all. We got a celebrity on the line. You know what I'm saying? It's called My Celebrity Speaks Y'all Style. Regular Game Radio Style. Oh. Mo Blue. Pick up the phone, girl. The line is busy. Pick up the phone. I'm on live, girl. Don't need weed no more. I got some good weed for your life. Oh, my bad. That's that Smokers remix I got coming out in 2009.
How you gonna...
Y'all make sure y'all tune in and check that out. It's called We Don't Need Weed No More. Because you know you got bloodshot eyes. Oh, that's my remix, y'all. Y'all ain't ready for that, though. 2009, y'all look out for Mo Blue and Smell So Good. On that you don't need no weed no more remix. But yeah, that's how we do it live. You know, that's how we do it live. I gotta represent one time for Bush Cologne, you know what I'm saying? One of our sponsors up in her, you know what I'm saying, real quick.
Life isn't about money or your job. It's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Bush Cologne. The name Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who would sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you, too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Bush Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bush Cologne, man. I wear it. Also, you know, I wear it. Gets all the ladies on me. Well, at least the animals following me. One of the two. But, hey. Gets me attention, goddammit. Gets me attention. You know what I'm saying? Gets me attention. We was back for the Gemini Party Down Hour, man. It's going down right here live. I got to check in with Mr. Goofy Bone, real quick, make sure. Hey, I did see you on iTunes. Shouts out to Miss Mo Blue. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can go and get that track available off of iTunes coming soon. You said Amazon.com too, right?
Yeah, it's iTunes and Amazon MP3. Well, you know, when you go on the Amazon site, you'll have to look for it as MP3. And then the album will be dropping July the 18th on Amazon, iTunes, Rhapsody. It'll be worldwide then.
On Amazon. Now, you know you can go, if you upload an image, I don't know, I'm going to have to find that out too when I go to schedule this next show. At the bottom where it says find the ASIN number, if you click on that, that's actually Amazon.com's website. So if you got an MP3 or you got a picture, you know what I'm saying, you should actually, if we type in Mo Blue, your information should pop up.
Oh, yeah. You type Mo Blue in, it'll take you straight to me.
Okay, yeah. So y'all type that in every show before y'all schedule a show. You know what I'm saying? Start using that. If y'all don't have little images and stuff, type in Mo Blue and show some support, and it'll pop up right above the chat box. You know what I'm saying? So people can know exactly where to go and get the single, or it'll list some kind of information for Miss Mo Blue. And I will do it myself to make sure it does work. You know what I'm saying? To see how it works. And if so, then you'll see your picture, your image up there. You know what I'm saying? Who the hell is pushing one? Stop pushing one. Everybody's unmuted. Y'all can all start talking at the same time. Sound like a clusterfuck if you want to. But everybody is online right now. Welcome. Willkommen in German. And Zdravo in Macedonian. And Buenos tardes. Yeah, because it's the afternoon in Spanish. Buenos tardes. Yeah. Or buenas tardes. There you go. You got to get the feminine masculine right. So, Vice, you had something else to say. I'm pretty sure that was you pressing one like 400 times.
Really? That's my phone?
No, that's you.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. I didn't realize. Sorry about that. No, I'm just...
You dialing out or something? Trying to call for pizza? A red stripe? They don't deliver red stripe to the house, man. You got to go to the store and get the red stripe, brother. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
Hello, man.
I'd like to get that case of red stripe delivered to my house, man.
No, man. We got to Jamaica.
Sir,
this is
not Jamaica, sir. We don't have the cart with the red stripe on it, sir. We can't push it to your house.
No. Hold on. Stick up in, man. I'm talking about the Guinness and aloe vera. Guinness, aloe vera, egg white, and...
Oh, you don't drink, Bill?
Why? Natural tonic, man. It build up the stamina, make it strong, make it fit. Make young girl ball and scream like a baby, man.
I hear you. I like them older women myself because young girls, yeah, you can do that. You know, they put the pipe on them one time. Pow! They can't take it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Ow. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was on the radio.
20-odd years old, 30-odd years old, young girl. You don't know.
Yeah, young girls can't take dick. Sorry. Young girls can't take dick. You got to get you like a dirty woman. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say that.
I just said that.
Why do most men like older women?
Because it's an experience factor. I mean, I guess it becomes the opposite effect, though. That's what I've been told.
I'm not older yet, so
I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
No. The girl that asked the question a while ago. Why do guys like older ladies?
No, they do. When I was young, I was 15, I dated a 25-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Every age I dated was at least 10 years plus of my age. Now that I'm 30, I ain't looking at no motherfucking 20-year-olds or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Not right now. I'm still looking for an older woman. But all the older cats, all the old heads, they tell me, yeah, I was like that, you know what I'm saying, when I was your age, and they talking about me at 31, you know what I'm saying? But now they looking at the little young girls because it gives them, so-called gives them their youth back. And that's just, you know, coming from down here, old heads down here in Florida, that's what they say.
So good. I want the ladies to know that aloe vera is good for them too, you know. It's not only for the guys. Aloe vera, egg white, and Guinness, orange juice.
Guinness is beer, brother. Guinness is beer.
You need to build up a bloody health website or something, I think.
Yeah,
tonic,
that's
man.
Beer, though.
It's tonic, ain't... tonic, man.
Oh, tonic. Oh, oh, okay. Okay.
Tonic, when I mix it down with egg white and olive oil, man, it build up your stamina, man. You keep up, man. It keep you healthy, man. It keep you fit. Strong,
well, if you exercise every day, that'll keep your stamina and everything up too. That'd be the problem with people that just depend on a drink to keep them going. I mean, that's one half.
Exercise.
Yeah, that's only one half. I mean, the damn drink is the pump you up to exercise. It ain't to pump you up to sit there all day wide awake.
Well, too much drink is not good, you know. When I say Guinness, it doesn't mean I like a Guinness, but if you're going to take the omega-3, you're going to make omega-3.
Everything I got is omega-3. The milk, the soy milk I drink, has got omega-3, whatever the hell off in it. The peanut butter I eat has got, if you go look for Nature's Valley, they have omega-3 peanut butter. It's real. It's like 2 times thicker than your average peanut butter, though, so it sticks to your stomach, you know what I'm saying? And it won't burn off like that Jiffy and Skippy bullshit. And it actually tastes richer, though. It makes the peanut butter taste real rich. You know what I'm saying? Like you're actually eating peanut butter and shit. So, you know, yeah, I'm on the omega-3, brother. Everything I eat got fish oil and omega-3 in it. And I'm not a health nut.
Oh, I see. That's why you look so good. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. That's why I look 18. You know what I'm saying? I look 18, baby. I look 18.
Yeah.
I know.
Teach them something.
Goofy Bone, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey,
Rick is
there.
Oh, he's giving me some pertinent information, y'all. I got Goofy Bone on the line. Tasha, you got to take over real quick, because I got to get a pen and write some information down. All right.
Okay.
My co-host got the show.
The
I'll be back.
Who we got on the phone? Mo Blue.
Hey, Mo. Thank you so much for the birthday song. Let me thank you properly.
You sounded awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome, Ma. You're welcome. I just, you know, if I could get DJ to shut up long, I'd be running his damn mouth. Dang. I'm sitting here trying to call because you call up in here and dang, happy birthday. I mean, that's what I call for. Dang, you just shut up. I can get the birthday song out to the girl. God.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm going to kick his ass. On my show, I was talking with God Dynasty something. I can't remember his name. And we were having a chat. He comes through, puts on some hands clapping and some laughs, and then comes through and he just takes over and interrupted our conversation. I was like, oh, my God, I'm really going to kick your ass. And then he kept muting me. So, yeah, I'm kind of mad at him right now. But it's all good. I still love him.
Hey, Mo, do you know about Tasha's encounter with Genuine?
Oh, no, girl, do
tell.
Tell
him, Tasha. Tell him.
Yeah.
Ooh, do tell.
Oh,
I love
God.
Me some Genuine.
Oh,
yeah, girl, I break that name up, Genuine. Ooh, Lord. I get all hot just saying his name. I bet he is, girl. Soleil is a lucky woman. I ain't mad at Soleil. Okay.
Isn't she just?
She lucky in a mug.
Oh. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
what happened?
Oh no, he was on our Mother Knows show, and he took my call, and I spoke to him, and I was like,
oh, that's so nice, cool.
She was like a lovely
guy, gonna be on. I'd be like,
thick schoolgirl.
Oh, I bet she was about to say,
oh
no, this ain't Genuine. I'd have done it just like, oh, this is my blue from Dallas, Texas, boo. How you doing? I'll be trying. I talk to him like he a straight up homie. I'd do anybody like
that. Yeah, yeah. No, I did. But I was just shaking because
Mo,
I
she sounded so
forever.
Cute. Hey, she sounded so cute.
I bet she did.
I
you might talk about my mama?
You did, Tash. She sounded cute as.
You,
you could see she was trying not to be nervous.
I've been a fan of his since 96. You know, he's the love of my life. And to have him wish me happy birthday and all that, and then have Jatan coming on my show later, it's been the best birthday ever. And having Smelly, like, organize this marathon and having all you beautiful people sing happy birthday to me. And now I'm just talking some shit. I'm just going to shut up. But thank you.
No, girl, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. It's your birthday. You're supposed
sound
to be
like
giddy
drunk.
And excited.
Sound
too.
Like drunk. Sound drunk. Drunk to me.
Look, you out of order. You are so out of order.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Still sound drunk to me. Anyway, hey, 614, man, join the party. You was in the building. What's happening?
Smelly, you know I had to come to the party. It's the juice.
It's that juice.
Oh, whoa. Oh, shit.
Oh, not
okay.
No juice.
Okay.
Hey,
Juice.
Juicy.
You.
Oh.
Is that my birthday, baby?
Oh, no,
oh,
no. Miss Tasha's the birthday girl.
Hi.
Well, actually, hold on. It's like five different people on this line that's got a birthday.
Get out of here.
Or Gemini. Put it that way.
That's what I'm talking about. Happy birthday to everybody, then. Special birthday to my girl, Tasha. I didn't know the five people was on here, but happy birthday to every last one of y'all.
Yeah, well, not
beautiful.
All of them. Most of them. I kind of exaggerated, but you know, most of them, shit, you know, right?
Fuck it.
You know. Shout out to the motherfuckers that ain't
sorry.
Here.
November. November is my birthday, so I'm not up in the Gemini. I'm a Scorpio.
November.
What's your name? You do the poetry.
No, love. I'm a singer. I'm an entertainer.
That's Mo Blue.
That's
Miss
Mo
Blue. Yeah.
Hey, love. How are you?
Miss Mo Blue.
I got all the big wigs on the phone.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah, this is what I do. We're on a 12-hour marathon. We is jamming all the way till 2 o'clock tonight.
Y'all
we
got
have
three
a,
numbers. I was like, hey. I'm going to get numbers in the car with me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm calling from the
Juicy,
gym.
Juicy,
yeah,
you got to sing me happy birthday, baby girl.
Damn, so do.
Yeah. Yep. Y'all ready for this?
Go
come
ahead,
on, bring
girl.
On that sexy voice.
What you need? You need a beatbox or you need what you need? I'm providing free backup singing. What you need, girl? Need some woo wooing?
I don't need nothing, baby. This is juice.
No.
Time.
Well, get it wet then, girl. Get it wet. Wet it up. Wet it up. Yeah, wet it up. Spit on it, girl. Spit on it.
Sound juicy. Make it juicy now. Make it juicy.
Oh. Spit on it, girl. Just don't swallow it. Oh, fuck that.
He's so dirty. Can we have his happy birthday be clean, smelly?
Hell no. Hell to the no.
Dog.
No. Oh, I bet. Go ahead, girl. You got it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Natasha. Happy birthday, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, y'all see that. Y'all see how I be jamming now. We be jamming.
She put that jazz feel on it. I ain't mad at you, Juicy.
She
put that jazz feel on it.
You have that sexy voice, Juicy.
Thank
I fucking
you.
Love it.
Thank
y'all
you,
make sure y'all look out for the Natasha's
you,
birthday bash LP. It's due to be dropping.
Oh, Lord.
In 2009. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting it on Amazon. In iPhone. It won't be on iTunes. It's going to be on iPhone. You know, live. Oh, we got Goofy Ball?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
God damn, the six. We got
hey,
six
Goofy.
Fucking callers on the line. God damn, it's a party line.
Hey, Goofy, baby.
Is
how
that
are
the
you?
Juice?
This is the juice of the juice, baby.
Oh, my. Is this the host? My security?
The hostess of the mostest.
The hostess of the most is my security.
Yes, baby. Oh, man.
How you doing, girl?
You know me. I'm just hanging in there. Just trying to come in with the Geminis, kick it with Tasha on her birthday.
Oh, let me get a birthday song for Miss Tasha if everybody don't hate on me.
Go ahead.
Here we
you
go.
Know
here we go.
On the
okay.
You ready?
Here
ready?
We go.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
What the hell is this devil?
Happy birthday, dear sexy XXX Tasha.
I like that.
Aww. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, baby, thank you.
Man, see, y'all finna have me. Where my motherfucker? Man, let me call this nigga up. Let me call this nigga up. I'm gonna call IB up. That's what I'm finna do. Let me call IB up. Shit. Getting all this woo 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 shit going on up in here. Let me call IB up.
Oh,
shit.
God.
Ain't no woo woo party
that
unless
was,
it's
that
a
was
IB.
Baby.
Shit.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was
IB.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what? Everyone's beautiful. Who else is on the phone? Where the fuck is Cedric James at?
I don't know, man. You don't put his whole government
Cedric
out
James
there. But
doesn't come through.
No, that's not his government. That's what I call him.
I'm getting out to government to me. He online, but his shit be saying idle. And I left him a message on Skype in his Yahoo Messenger and dropped him the show info. So I don't know where the hell he at. But Steady J, you was in the motherfucking doghouse right now, homie.
Yeah.
Where
the hell you at?
Did I hear Mo Blue was on the line?
Yes, you did, love. I said hey when
oh
you first came on. I said hey,
what,
Mo, Goofy baby.
I hear a bunch of voices attacking me, and there's only a bunch of them that I could only, you know, say hey to.
That's okay,
but now that I know you're on the line, I just want to say I love you, Mo.
Oh, thank
and last
you,
night,
baby.
Last night, Mo,
uh-huh.
Because I have like a mixture of Block Talk music,
uh-huh.
And I happen to caress a nice, beautiful woman to your song.
Say you did. I ain't mad at you.
That you don't need. the Need No Mo song.
Never
that,
No More,
need,
baby.
Never No Mo. Oh, my gosh.
That's what you told her after it was over? Never No More. Never No More. Girl, let me play you some outro music, girl. Yeah. Gotta let you know something real quick. Yeah.
Let me play you some outro music. You are out of order.
Hey, Mo. Your record release party?
July the 18th, yeah.
Yeah, is there like a hotel that's by you? Or
oh, yeah, there are all kind of hotels around downtown Dallas. Yeah, there are all kind
of
hotels.
Okay, because I'm putting together some change, and I hear a bunch of people are going, so it ain't fair they going and I'm not going.
That's right.
I'm going to have to drive to Texas.
I'm glad you
now.
Let me know then, because I told you this party exclusive. I don't want you standing at the door and then cussing somebody out now.
If I come to the door
and say, smell so good.
Making a commotion and thing. Y'all need, if you're coming on the cooler, I need you to hit me up on BTR with like a contact phone number and your government name. I'm sorry, no nicknames at the door. Government name.
Right.
I am DJ Smell So Good, and I am here from Tampa, Florida, 813. I am a Blog Talk Radio host. And this is all they need to know at the door. And they
well,
no,
nah, they ain't going to know all that at the door. You're going to do what I tell you to do because it's
my
party.
They don't let me in. I have Wi-Fi. I will play your song right there at the goddamn door. How the hell did I get the song in, man? How did I get the song, huh? Tell me that. Let me in this song, bitch, then. Let me
they'll
in this
say
song,
you
bitch.
Downloaded it. That's all that dude. He just went to the song and downloaded it. That's what
well,
they're
going to well, I do a special 15-minute show right there at the fucking door. How about that? I'll pull your info up
I'll
and everything.
I'll be like, Lord, please let him in. Please. Yeah.
I'll be sitting outside the door. With a quarter natural ice.
I walk in with
what
a shirt that says, I'm Mo Blue's number one fan. And how the hell they going to deny me?
I don't think they would. I would have to kick their ass if they denied somebody coming up to my door saying that they were my number one fan.
Damn right.
Yeah, that would be a problem. I'd be mad at whoever working the door. I'd be like, come on, damn fool. Even if they're not on the list, let the fool in. They wearing a T-shirt with my damn name on. What's wrong with you? You're fired. That's exactly why I say you're fired. You are the weakest link. Bye.
All I'm going to say, oh, you going to try me? You going to try me? Then I'm going to turn around. It's going to say never no more on the back. I'm going to walk off. Fuck it.
Hey,
you don't want to let me in.
Hey, Smelly, after you knock them out, you'll see me on the side singing, never no more.
Oh, Lord, and then all the way to jail, because
no
DPD going to be in the house. So please don't make no commotion, because Dallas Police will be in the house. Please don't do that. I will hate. They going to be you. No, seriously, I'm going to have uniform officers and undercover. So I tell anybody, I suggest don't act a fool up in there, because I hate to see you get pitched out, because I can't do nothing about it. I'm going to let them go and pitch you out if you act a fool.
We can't smoke. Oh, girl, no,
because,
don't know
No, you have to understand, this is my night, and I don't want any problems. And if I'm inviting you out, giving you free liquor and free food, don't act a damn fool up in my spot and embarrass me. Yeah, I'm going to chunk you out.
Yo, liquor. I won't.
You do your thing, girl.
My shit off in a corner, off in a bathroom.
Shit, I don't play that. Now, that's when you get that other side of Mo Blue, that one y'all don't know. Because don't forget, I'm a hood chick. So, you know, don't forget, I'm a lady. But I'm a hood chick, too.
Potheads are the best party people to have around.
Well, I
want to
be the hood chick in the bed. I want, you know what I mean? It's like,
look at goofy on the street.
I hear you,
woman
goofy,
on the street,
I hear you.
Hood chick in the bed. That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
ain't
so
wrong
I don't
with
play
that.
Like
ain't
that. I don't want no drama on my night. I don't want no drama, and I mean that.
If I can't bring her and her hood, I'll bring the bed to the hood. You know what I mean? Shit.
Say you will. All right then, Goofy.
Mo,
Goofy,
how
something
much,
else.
How much are you charging to get into your place? Like, if, I mean, somebody just popped to the door and wanted to come in?
Ain't no pop to the door.
No, it ain't no. That's the whole point. It's not a pop to the door. That's why I say I have to have your information, because it's a guest list exclusive party only. And I mean that. I mean, it's just like I'm not trying to open it up to the public like that.
Yeah,
I'm just really not. I mean, it's just, it's my album release. It's an intimate setting. You know, and I just want people to come there, enjoy the music, enjoy what's going on, have a good time, and that's all I want.
Are you going to perform?
We getting buck naked up in there or something?
No, ain't nobody going to get butt naked up in my damn party.
Oh, well, that's intimate to me. Yeah, that is.
What
a
damn.
Oh, my bad.
I'm going to leave your ass outside, Smith.
I'm going to come with my Mo Blue thong on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
Come there with no Mo on the back of it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to come in there popping it. You don't need me. Pow, no Mo. Pow, pow.
Hey, Mo, are you going to perform there?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
You're not?
Just like I tell everybody, if you're on the guest list, you need to show up. That's what it
is. Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. That's what time it is.
That's why she's saying make sure you send your stuff on BTR so she have it.
So I can have it. That's real talk. I mean, you can tell me that you're coming, and that's cool. But if I don't get your information to put on that list, I'm not – like I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody, even when I send my invite out, I will not be policing that list. So if your name, if you fail to put your name on the list, then that's on you. So don't get mad at me. It's on you.
That's right.
So it's, you know, that's kind of how I feel about it. So, you know, I love you, much love to you, but I'm going to enjoy myself that night. I'm going to have too many people I'm going to be dealing with and too much going on to police a list. So it's like when I asked you for your information, you best to send it if you coming.
You have to step your game up as a professional also. You feel me? So everybody around should do the same. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
That's just how it should be.
Step up. I'm telling you, because running back and forth to that door. Yes, we got 1 minute.
Yeah, I got 1 minute.
1 minute.
Do what you got to do, baby.
Oh, shit. I done forgot to set up the next fucking show.
Oh, Smiley, you got to
be
kidding.
That's a bitch. Well,
easy on the cool, though. I'm sorry. I got to get out of here because it's my lunchtime. So, love you. Happy birthday to you, Tosh. Smell, Goofy, Juicy.
I love you, Mo.
All y'all be easy.
Hey, Mo, I'm going to
take it easy, Mo.
Y'all hold on. I got this.
Man, I'm telling you, never know Mo is a good song to fuck to.
I got this.
We can just stay on the phone until
Smelly get it together. Okay.
But, Goofy, I want to introduce you to my friend, Lena G. She's on the phone as well. She's from over here. She's my girl.
Lena G. Hello, Miss Lena.
Hi, Goofy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, sweetheart.
That's good. I've heard lots about you.
Shit, you got to see it first before you hear it. I'm telling you.
Is that right? Oh, okay. Putting it out there.
Oh, don't worry. Lena, you came to the right place if you want to see somebody put it out there.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Do tell.
I know I'm not that big, but I'll make sure that it sits in your hand in Australia right now if you want.
All righty.
Stop it.
Okay, it's gone to an X-rated show now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm offering my handshake of hello.
After party always gets X-rated, Lena.
Oh, no.
Lena, how are you?
We're not streaming live now.
I'm dropping the link for the new show in the chat room. Those of y'all stick around in the chat room. I got the show.
So make sure you say it for me.
Yeah, I'm not in the chat room either. So.
Oh, well, I'm on Vice Grip, so we got a new show after this.
I'll see y'all later.
You want the phone number, Juicy?
Oh, is it called Rush Show?
No, this is the Vice Grip. Vice Grip Unity Show. Yeah. Live on my Rush Show.
At it right now. I can't get in the chat room, but I'm writing the numbers down.
Chat room closed.
It's on Twitter, too, so if you need to get the information.
Yeah,
all right, yeah, so you get it off of Twitter, and definitely, I tweet all episodes. And if you need to call in, it's 646-595-4679, and that is the official.
Is that
number.
Right now?
Yeah, it's actually the show is on, basically,
because
they're waiting for me to call
in. Give me the link. All right,
Tasha, we about to hang up the device.
Thanks, babe.
All right, baby.
All right, there we go. Everybody,
right.
click on the link, and
love
we will be.
Too,
I'm hanging up because I got to call into the show.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Baby.
All right, love y'all. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Part four is going down. Let's go.
I'm on the way, baby.
Hey, where's the link? You didn't post the link.
Oh,
yeah, it's closed now, Tosh.
Yeah, the chat room closed. They said the chat room's closed. So.
Just do it, MSN, babe.
Go on to your Twitter. Look at your Twitter and click on the link through your Twitter. If you're not following me
on
Twitter.
I'm on MSN at the moment.
Huh?
I was just telling Tasha I'm in MSN at the moment, so she can send it to me there.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to sign in.
I'm saying, ain't you on Twitter, Lena?
Yeah, but then I have to sign into it. I'm signed into MSN already, so.
Oh, okay.
She just sends it to me. I can go through right away.
All right. Well, that's the link. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in, man. Let me get this show started real quick. Pop a lock and they drop it. Huh? And I go back through and fill in show details and all that shit. Because the show just says blah, blah, scoobly blah, and there's nothing on it. So, yeah. Everything she just said.
I'm going to go for a drink and I'll be back. I'll look for the link, Tasha.
All right. I'm there.
All right. Holler
I'm
at
there.
You in a minute. Bye.
Tasha, I'm going to send you Vice's info because I'm going to need you to run the switch, too.
Okay, baby.
Anything else you wanted to do? Would you like her to cook your dinner at the same time?
Hey, you're Sheila. You're Sheila, you.
It's supposed to be her show, and she's doing everything. Alrighty. All right, catch you soon.
I thought you hung up before I said that.
See ya. Bye.
All right. Come on, drunk ass. Bring your drunk ass on. Let's go. If you didn't read that sign, then you need to go back up and read it for the show with. The sign says.
What fucking sign? What sign? What are you talking about?
You didn't see it? The sign said if you stand it, that means you need two more beers. Well, that's the point. If you ain't drunk, then you need to drink some more. That's the whole point.
All right.
Well,
can
you
send me this link or give me the details?
Tweet it, baby. Are you on tweet? I'm looking at you on tweet.
Not the fucking not the show. Not the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Put it in your gear here.
Yeah, all right. All right. Well, let me log in. Let me call into your show first, and then I'm there you go. Huh.
Okay.
Hold on, damn it, since we're going to take all of this time right here.
You know what?
Go ahead and drop all the info at one time.
Stop complaining.
I ain't complaining,
hey,
woman.
Hey, Smelly.
Just trying to drop it on. Yes, love.
Smelly.
Yes, love.
I love you.
Thank you, love. Love you, too. It's all for you, Gus. All for you, Gus.
I know, you're so sweet.
What the hell?
I love you, too.
Oh, we thought we was alone and shit. What the hell? We ain't alone? What the fuck happened? Shit. Close the door, girl. Close the door.
Alone.
Nobody looking in, girl. Close the door.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking funny. Oh, hold on. My shit. This goddamn bullshit is freezing up on me, man. Hold on. I'm on Internet Explorer now because goddamn punk-ass Google bullshit keeps freezing up. I mean, it froze up like three times during the show. So I can't fuck with that Google shit. I ain't, actually, I would tell you to get another damn browse it, too. Has Google been working for you?
Yeah,
that
man,
Google,
it's been
Google
working
Chrome?
Perfect.
Yeah?
It's been working perfect, yeah.
I think it's only for computers that suck, because they don't work on my shit.
Are you going to send me the link, or you going to, like...
1 minute, what did I just say? I'm spend two.
I mean, not the fucking link, the password.
Oh, yeah, that shit. Oh, I could have been sent you that. My bad.
Yeah, well, no shit. That's what I'm waiting for, because I need to sign in. Username and password, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All that. There you go. Bam.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hang it up. Come on, Vice. Bring your ass to another show. Let's go. Got to get the Unity shows popping off. There we go. And I'm out. Hello?
Hey, man.